Sally doth sell seashells, downeth by the seashore. Greetings, it's the Great One himself here with an Anarchy Moment. I think my voice might be mostly functional. Today is February the 14th. I said slightly functional, I just mispronounced February. It's a hard word. February, ooh, four syllables. Whoosh. It's February the 14th. If I'm correct, I believe today is Valentine's Day. By the way, there'll be some new episodes of Stating the Obvious coming up soon. I'm going to be recording those soon. And yesterday, so here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, global warming was kicking in, and we had a bunch of snow and ice and below zero temperature, and it was really shitty. And yesterday, it got up to 70 degrees. It was beautiful outside and warm. I had to get out of the house. I took a walk. It's supposed to be nice today, too. So I took a walk through all the melting ice and the slush and everything like that. It was great. 2 hours, walked, ran some errands, yada, yada, yada. Went by the library. And in my ventures, I stopped off at CSU campus and picked up some newspapers. Picked up the Collegian, of course, which I love making fun of. Those of you who listen to this show know that. But I also picked up a copy of USA Today and the New York Times. So I've been reading through these newspapers and reading some of the articles, and it's bad for me to do this because it just drives me crazy, but it's also good for me to do this because as I read through these and I realize that this is where most of you out there get your news and information and your analysis, and this is how most of you form your opinions of the world, is not from critical thinking and philosophical reasoning and first principles and Socratic questioning. Most of you out there get your worldview from having other people tell you what it should be. And even if you don't actually read the New York Times and USA Today, the people who are telling you what your worldview should be are the kind of people who read these things and the kind of people who create the New York Times and USA Today. And just reading through these, it demystifies a little bit, just why those of you who are 99%ers, why those of you who are left-wing statist and right-wing statist, why you believe the things you believe, and where you get these bizarre ideas from. And anyway, it'll probably fill two episodes, if not three, because you know how I love to talk. But I'm going to read some of the stuff out of the USA Today and the New York Times and do some analysis of the shit that these people are writing in an attempt to illustrate the concept of thinking for yourself and how what passes for journalism is simply indoctrination and the existence inside the echo chamber. Anyhow, that's not what we're talking about today, because today is, if I am correct, and sometimes I am, today is Valentine's Day. I don't keep up with holidays. Any of you who have listened to this show on a regular basis would know that I do not keep up with holidays at all. So I didn't realize today was Valentine's Day until yesterday. Not that I care. So my only point of today's Valentine's Day episode is to ask you, are you transferring large amounts of money from your bank account to the accounts of the corporations and the businesses and all this other stuff in a desperate attempt to get a woman to have sex with you? Valentine's Day, like the other holidays, is primarily designed to get people to spend money. And as you're going about planning how much money you're going to spend in order to get a woman to have sex with you or persuade a woman to continue having sex with you, keep in mind, first of all, that all women, as I've said before, are prostitutes. The fact that you're not giving them the money directly, the fact that you're laundering the money through a florist and through the candy store and through a restaurant does not in any way diminish the fact that you are paying money for a woman to have sex with you. Now, of course, as I've said before, anytime a man has sex with a woman, he's always paying for it. And there are men who have attempted to argue this with me. I'm an alpha male. I'm a pickup artist. I'm cool. I never pay for sex. No, you do. Okay? Even if you're too dumb to realize it, you're always paying for sex. If you're a man, you're paying for sex. In one way or another, you are sacrificing something to stick your cock inside of a chick's cunt. You're paying for it. So get over it. And we all pay for it. And there's nothing inherently wrong with that because it's like breathing air, right? It's the way the universe works. It's the way the human species works. So we're all paying for it. But when you willingly pay large amounts of money to restaurants and florists and candy stores and corporations, you might want to consider, especially if you're a left-wing statist and you hate capitalism, and if you're a right-wing statist and you love capitalism, you should hate capitalism anyway, and this is capitalism, this is corporatism. So if you really want to, and if you really need a holiday, a government-approved and a society-approved holiday, in order to give you permission to show the people, well, I'm sorry, the person that you're in love with, because it's still not politically correct to be in love with more than one person. You know, we haven't transcended that little boundary yet because our society is still hung up on monogamy. We can smoke dope and have gay marriage, but my God forbid we be in love with more than one person because that just violates so many laws and rules that have been handed down by our overlords in the government and our overlords in the religious institutions. Unless you're a Mormon, in which case you're on the right path. Anyway, what the fuck was I saying? Oh yeah. If you need a society-approved and government-approved holiday to show the person you love that you love that person, maybe you don't really love that person. Because if you really care about somebody, you should be showing your love and affection for this person on an ongoing basis, not one day a year. Now, of course, we all understand that Valentine's Day is primarily perpetuated by women for the point of getting free stuff from men, which of course is what also dating is. Dating is perpetuated by women because that's how they get free things from men. But I don't want to rant about women. I don't want to rant about how men deserve to make more money than women, even though, as statistics have shown, they don't. Because men should make more women because men pay child support, men pay for all the dates, men pay for everything on Valentine's Day. Essentially, men spend a lot of their money transferring it to women while women just basically sit around and whine about how they aren't equal and have a bunch of shit bought for them by men who are desperate for sex. But that's not what I want to talk about. We're not going to talk about that at all. Not even going to mention it. What I'm going to point out is, if you need a special day of the year to show the person you love that person, then you probably don't love that person. Furthermore, if the only way you can show your love for this person is by spending money at restaurants and flower stores and stuff like that, you know what? If you want to give the person you love some flowers, grow some flowers. Why give a person flowers that are going to die when you could buy a pot plant that has flowers and give it to the person? The flowers are perpetual as long as the person doesn't kill the flowers. Some people keep a plant alive to save their lives, and yeah, you should factor that in. Give the person a living plant. Don't take the person you love to a restaurant. Cook the person you love dinner. Cook them something that they're going to like, and cook it yourself. That takes a lot more work and effort and thought. Now, the candy part, it's hard to go wrong with chocolate. I mean, yeah, unless you can make your own chocolate, I actually would not have a clue how to go about making chocolate. All right, buying candy, I'm okay with buying candy because, by God, everybody should fucking have chocolate. But the taking your girl out to a restaurant, dude, man up and learn to fucking use a fucking frying pan or an oven. I mean, seriously. And I know there's guys out there, I'm a pickup artist. I don't fucking cook. Well, as I've said this before to women, and I'm going to say this to men as well. If you, there's a blah, blah, blah. There's a word for animals that don't know how to prepare their own food. That word is extinct. I don't care how fucking alpha male you are. If you can't fucking navigate your way around a kitchen and prepare some food, then you should fucking be dead because evolution says you should be dead, right? So I don't care how fucking pickup artist, alpha male, fucking big swinging cock you are. If you have a steady woman, and if you have a main squeeze, and you have an alpha female, whatever the fuck you want to call her, don't take her to a goddamn restaurant like every other beta male on the planet. Cook her a fucking meal. And don't give her flowers. Alpha males don't give out flowers. Beta males give out flowers. Don't give a chick flowers. Give her a fucking pot plant that has flowers on it. If you really love her. Now, I mean, if you're just dumping and pumping chicks, none of this is all irrelevant. You know, I mean, take her to Burger King, buy her a six-pack, and fuck her in the back seat. That's cool. But for men who actually have a real woman that they care about, if you really care about her, fucking show it in a better way. And don't just show it to her one day a year. Show it to her 365 days a year. And if she does not reciprocate, be sure you dump her ass and get yourself a better bitch.